Hi, everybody. This is Jordana Barachov joining you again this week for a journey from Passover to Shavuot, drink it in style. I wanted to let you know that this week's class is sponsored in memory of Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. And this is something new that we're doing where we are dedicating or sponsoring a class. If you are interested in doing so, feel free to call 917-626-8306. Also, it's on the flyer, if you've seen the flyer, or you could actually just contact shureenjoyment.com and let them know, because there are a lot of listeners, and this Torah that we're learning together, this inspiration that we're sharing together, can really do wonders. So feel free to reach out to Shure Enjoyment, and anybody that's interested in future sponsorships, go ahead, let's do it, and I will mention it always in the beginning. Also, if you're interested in other things that I do, you can reach me at jordanatorah.com, or you can find me on Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana. And I'd love to hear from you. You can email me, jbarachov@gmail, whatever you'd like. But your input is always welcome. So what are we going to be discussing today? So there's so much to do. There was like one aspect, I think, of this time period, this journey that we're on to Shavuot that I really want to touch on today. And then next week, hopefully, we'll touch on a little bit of Lag BaOmer. But what I'd love to touch on today really ties in a little bit to this week's Torah portion of Acharimot as well as Kedoshim. We know we have this thought in the Torah that says, Chai Bahem, that Hashem gave us this life in order for us to live it. And I want to talk about this concept of living, surviving, thriving. I know that, you know, they all have those V's in it, but I'm going to share a story with you, something personal, and I think the message is unbelievable. I'm a mom of six. Thank God they are all amazing children. And when they were in elementary school, some of them had some learning issues. And the school that they were in was having difficulty, I would say, servicing my child or my children. And I would come to work as a teacher. I'd sit in the teacher's cafeteria. And I remember I turned to one of my coworkers once, and I said to her, I don't understand what's going on with my own children. I don't. Every other child that I know in my community goes to that school, and they seem to survive that school. Why can't my child? Why is my children always having problems? So the co-teacher, a friend of mine, turned to me, and she said, you know, Jordana, I'm shocked with what you said. As a teacher, as the caliber that you're in, you could say that? So I looked at her, I go, What did I say? She said to me, you want your child to survive? Nobody wants to survive. You should want your children to thrive. And I sat back, and I let that sink in, and I drank it in. I let it sink in, and I'm like, oh my gosh. Not only do I want my children to thrive, I want to thrive. You want to thrive. Don't we want everybody to thrive? Who wouldn't want that? And that's the concept of Chai Bahem. When Hashem says you should live, but a life that you're not just surviving, but a life that you thrive in. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem sets it up in such a way that this is a lifestyle that we can all thrive in. We just have to follow the guidelines. And this is the time period for us to follow these guidelines. We shouldn't just be going through the motions. Hashem doesn't want us to lead a meaningless existence. He wants us to cherish every breath and get actively involved in the life that He granted us. He wants us to thrive in our lives. This time period that He has set up for us, He sets it up as a period of introspection. Yeah, it's a time for us to look within, to work within so that our inwards can come outwards. And so part of this week's Torah portion, which I touch on here, Chai Bahem, Acharimot, the death and the life, the second Torah portion that we have this weekend is Kedoshim, being Kadosh. And I always find that to be such a funny word, to be holy. What does that mean, to be holy? I don't feel holy. Do you feel holy? What does it mean to feel holy? And really there, I could go on a totally different topic, which I don't want to speak about, that really the definition of the word kadosh is different. And that's not for today's class. That could be a different class if you ever want. Because I want to focus on this kadosh is something that we call inward work, inner work, that comes to the outside. You know, we talk about this time period of Sefirat HaOmer, and we have, just to get us a little started for next week, we have the students of Rabbi Akiva, that's I. What was wrong? And we all know classically, we're told the 24,000 students didn't know how to have kavod, proper respect for one another. Kavod is kaved. It's heavy. The heaviness is inside us. It's inside us. It's inner work that we are obligated to do. And look how beautiful it is that Hashem is setting up for us these days. And he's saying, you know, I want you to do that inner kavod work. I want you to work on the different midot that are set up week by week by week. I want you to be focused on yourself. But I want you to be doing the inner work. Because how many of us sometimes, you know, my daughter told me a story once, that how many times do, like, you're having this conversation in your household and you could be very upset about something, and then all of a sudden the phone rings and you answer the phone and you're like, oh, hi. But just a minute ago, what were you doing? You were angry and upset, right? I know some of you are probably laughing when you hear that because you so relate to that, because I know I do. That sometimes it's very easy for us to put on this facade of how we are as people. But the hard work, the kaved work, to work on true kavod, to work on the true respect that these students were missing, is really something that needs to be done on the inside. We need to do concrete steps to really focus on who we are on the inside. You know, I'm doing a lot of that work. I don't know about you, but I've been working really hard. I've been trying to take classes. I've been reading books. Really trying to focus on my insides, and hopefully my insides will eventually come out on the outside. And I'll tell you, one of my all-time two favorite compliments that I've ever received in my life was when someone commented on my outward beauty, and then someone commented on my inner beauty. To me, that was the ultimate. And just recently, a woman had commented on my Instagram, and she said, an inner god of beauty. That's what she said, that she feels that when I speak, I give over Hashem's message. And she said, and I do it in such a beautiful way. To me, that is the ultimate compliment. Wouldn't we want to be seen as someone that has this inner beauty as well as this outer beauty? So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in this week's Torah portion, the second one, kadoshim to you, he wants us to be kadosh, ki kadosh ani, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kadosh. I don't see God. Do you see him? I don't see any physical being. So when he says he's kadosh, I know it's deep inside. It's my spirit. And that's heavy work. Working on that is not simple. So I'd love to hear, if I could, if you can, at one point, maybe send an email to shareenjoyment.com. Share with me how you do your inner work, how your journey from Passover to Shavuot is doing, how we're getting ready for the Torah. In a few weeks, I'm so excited for Shavuot, and I'm so excited to share with you. So please, if you want to reach out to me by email, jbaruchov, B-A-R-U-C-H-O-V, @gmail.com. If you want to reach me on Instagram, @drinkitin_Jordana, or you could reach me on my website, jordanatorah.com, or if you are interested in sponsoring another class and you wanted a memory, you should know. When we learn something in someone's memory and we share it, or if somebody has taught us something and then we then do it because that person made an impact on us, you're raising the bar for their neshama. You're raising their soul up to heights that it is unimaginable, unimaginable. So I'd like to wish everybody a great day. Looking forward to sharing thoughts next week on Lag BaOmer. It's something that you definitely do not want to miss. It's a beautiful class that I have ready for you for next week, all about Plan A and Plan B. So looking forward, and have a great Shabbat.